here you are, 98 and a half.
Yeah.
But who's counting?
I am almost every day.
You said you were a sickly child. Are you as surprised as anybody in your family that you're sitting here at this age?
There ain't hardly any of my family left.
Yeah, would they be surprised?
Well, I rather think they would.
You're slender. Have you always been careful with the kind of food?
Well, there was a time at the camp when they served a very bounteous table. And I've been known to eat 3 or 4 ears of corn and ice cream and cake and all that good stuff that an active person would naturally have an appetite for. And I would gain weight at the camp. Finally, my mother got tired of having to outfit me in new school stuff every fall. Finally, she says, "Now, Johnny, this summer, if you put on weight," she said, "I'm going to start buying your school clothes at Penny's Basement." That wasn't like Vandiver's or Brown Duncan's or Renberg's or any place. So to buy your clothes at Penny's Basement was a step down.
Those were all names that you just mentioned that were
stores in town.
Yeah. It was something to be proud of to be able to buy from Vandiver's.
Well, all the middle-class families did that.
Right. Clark's Good Clothes, remember?
Brown Duncan's and Clark's, Renberg's and Side and Back. Halliburton's and places like that.
But to have to buy in Penny's Basement.
You were going downhill. You were going downhill when you bought in Penny's Basement. I don't remember that she ever got me anything in Penny's Basement, but that was a threat.
What about the prospects of death? How do you think about that?
Well, sometimes I get low in my mind, but I was raised in the Christian atmosphere. I believe in the Lord Jesus and that we will eventually arrive at the right place.
So there's
That's the way I keep myself going.
So that gives you a great deal of hope, doesn't it?
Yes.
It becomes a positive.
I just know that it happens to everybody and my turn will come sooner or later.
But it can be a positive experience for you.
Oh, yes. Quite so. I just have the faith in the Lord, that's all.
Yeah. And many promises there. Marianne, is there anything else that you...
Did you think of anything I'd missed?
Well, I thought the story about the snake bite was kind of interesting, how you were medically treated at the camp.
Yeah, well, of course, we usually had around 100 children there at the camp in the summertime. And 4th of July was a big holiday, and we made a lot out of it. It was full of parents from Dallas and Tulsa and Joplin and Fort Worth and all around. We always had a big fireworks display on the tennis court on 4th of July evening, and a watermelon feast and all that good stuff to celebrate. But 4th of July morning, I was up under a stone bluff that's on the property, a couple of kids, myself, throwing these lighted firecrackers over the hill. Fire is a thing that we had to be so careful of over there. Of course, there's no facilities for firefighting. We just were sitting up under the bluff there throwing those lighted firecrackers down over the hillside. Well, I dropped my bag of fireworks, and they went down on the hillside there. I clambered down there to get them. I reached over and picked up my firecrackers, and when I did, I had a snake hanging on his finger, and it was a copperhead.
Oh, wow.
And he had me 2 bites. He was around my forefinger on the right hand. So I just naturally rolled to the bottom of the hill down there. My uncle was there. Uncle David was a scoutmaster. He gathered me up and took me into the little office that they had there, kind of a little infirmary room. He took me in there, and he put a tourniquet around my wrist. Then he took his razor and split my finger right there twice and put permanganate of potash in there. Granddaddy was going to town with the car. The hired man was there on an old Ford car that they had for a work car. Uncle David rounded up that hired man and told him to drive he and I to town. Well, halfway up the hill, we met my grandfather coming down the hill. So they flagged him down, and Granddaddy had the hired man drive his car on down to the camp. And he got in and drove, and Uncle Dave held me in his lap. I was 9 years old. He would let that tourniquet in and out and in and out, you know, seeing that I didn't bleed too much. There was just one doctor in town, and they went to his office. And, of course, he wasn't there on 4th of July. So he just took me back out home and put me in my bed. Well, that afternoon, we had some company. Dr. Paul Grossart was our physician at that time. He had a cabin over at Bella Vista. So just for old time's sake, he drove by and stopped and paid us a visit. Uncle Dave took him up to Mother's house where I was in bed. He looked it over and said, "You've done all you can do, Dave." So it was just a matter of keeping me in bed. Uncle Dave had killed the snake before he took me to town. It was laying there on the ground. He gave me a prong stick. He says, "Now why don't you take this down and throw it in the river?" He got it on the stick for me, and I carried it down to the river and threw it in. All the children at the camp were very concerned about it, and they brought me treats that their families had brought them for the holiday. They crowded up there to Mother's house and carried them in and laid them around. And there was a magazine in Dallas called Holland's Magazine. There were two girls in that family when they were both there. So one of the Holland girls brought this box of chocolates and laid it down on my bed. And she said, "Mr. Dave," that's what they all called my uncle, "Mr. Dave, lead me to a snake." When she saw all these presents I had, she thought, "Boy, I need some of this stuff."
Well, he saved your life.
Oh, yeah, he saved my life. Yes, he did.
Permanganate of potash. Mm-hmm. That's what he put on it.
Well, I think that's still available.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is.